You know what? Life has been something else this year. But God is definitely greater than anything and everything that has happened in 2024, that has happened any time before this, and that will occur. And that's just all I'm gonna say. Hello, you all. Welcome back. I am your host, Ariana, and welcome, yes, or welcome back to Subtle Synchronicity. I'm happy that you are here and you are listening. If you listened to the first episode and you made it all the way through, I know it was an hour. Thank you for listening to that episode. And again, welcome back or welcome. So today I want to talk about trusting God or how to trust God when you don't know the way. And it's like whenever I turn on all of my resources to record, I feel two things. Well, first, I feel a lot of pressure to speak because I desire to speak the words that God wants me to speak first and foremost. And then, really, I have so many words to speak also. So it's like trying to not speak for days, and then also just speak what needs to be said. So I say all that to say, God gave me a flood of information one morning a few weeks ago on September 20th. And a few weeks before that, he really blew my mind in my relationship with him. Because honestly, like if I were to be really, really honest, well, he always blows my mind. Like he never ceased to amaze me and surprise me. So let me just get into everything. Well, for one, I recorded my first episode in December, the day before Christmas, apparently. I don't even remember that, I'm gonna be honest. But the day before Christmas in 2023, I didn't post or upload my first episode until February 12th. And now, here we are. Today is October 24th. And like I said, God gave me a flood of information on September 20th. And now it's October 24th. Why is that so funny to me? It's just like I never intended to post. Like, I really wanted it to be something where God led me and, his will just be done, honestly. Disclaimer, if you hear anything, we have a special guest with us today. That is my beautiful dog, who is a new member of my family. And, since I have to introduce him, when I said that this year, well, I didn't necessarily say it like that, but this year has been wild. After I uploaded my first episode, about a week or so later, I experienced something that I didn't think that I would, but I did. By the grace of God, he got me through that. And while getting through that, the enemy was really attacking me Oh my goodness, like, if it wasn't for God just being so good, like, I would have really let it, like, get to me. Anyway, there was the rainbow at the end of the storm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what the enemy was fighting against, obviously he lost because he always loses and God always wins. God does not fail. So everything ended up working out. I just say all that to say, I'll probably actually talk about these things, but I just want God to. Okay, you know what? I kind of feel like God is like, just go ahead. So just a quick run through, but I will probably come back and just speak in more detail about it later because I love to talk about how good God is. That's the purpose of this podcast, to talk about the goodness of God and how we all have struggles. We all go through things, but God is with us all and his glory will be revealed through it all. So, a few weeks after I uploaded the first episode, I ended up getting a chemical peel. But I got a chemical burn instead. It was horrible. It was terrible. And it's so funny, actually, because the person who did it, they were calling Jesus. So I think that's just, honestly, like, that's just beautiful, really. Because anyway, so I got a chemical burn. It was very, very bad. It ended up getting infected. So I had to go to a doctor. They prescribed me something. It ended up healing, but the chemical burn was very much so just very present. And so less than 30 days later, I was already planning to book a flight for my birthday. And which is why I decided to get a chemical pill in the first place. Okay, I wasn't supposed to be going into all this detail. Maybe I'll tell it later. Anyway, the enemy was attacking me through these next couple of weeks, and I was concerned about if I was even going to fly out to the destination that I was going to for my birthday. Moral of the story, we went, everything was beautiful. God was being the good God he is there. I mean, of course. I mean, God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Anyway, come back. So many great things happened. Birthdays for my niece and my nephew. They're babies, toddlers still, but that was great. My nephew graduated, but before that, my dog passed. And that was a lot. It was very, very unexpected. But I do believe that I will come back and talk about all of that to reveal God's glory and goodness through everything that has happened this year. So I just say all that to say, yes, we have a new dog now. By the grace of God, the entire story is God. So I will come back and talk about that later. So anyway, life has been something else this year, like I said. And so that is essentially the basis of this conversation. Trusting God when you don't know the way, trusting God when life is crazy, trusting God when life doesn't make sense, trusting God when things are just completely ridiculous. And yeah. So let's get into it. When it comes to trusting God, we should not allow human relationships to be the basis on how we trust God. Because humans are not God. Humans are sinful by nature, and God is righteous, just, perfect, holy, holy, holy. Humans, We constantly fall short of the glory of God. So I just want to start there. We've all been hurt by humans, broken, abandoned, all kinds of things. We are a human ourselves, you know, so we understand how we're not perfect. But God, He is holy, holy, holy. He is perfect. He is not a man that He shall lie, nor the Son of Man that He should change His mind. So I just want to start there. Do not allow your relationship with humans to define your relationship with God. Do not do it. You are doing yourself a disservice by allowing your relationship with humans to define what your relationship with God is like. So, when God was pouring this information into me that morning, three things came to mind: speaking, listening, receiving. And I mean, those things are important in really any relationship. What are you saying? What are you hearing? What are you receiving? But when I say speaking, listening, receiving, what I mean in our relationship with God is, do you talk to God first and foremost? Are you letting God in on your thoughts? He knows anyway. But are you doing what it takes to even establish a relationship in the first place? Communication is big in any relationship. So are you talking to God? Are you talking to Him about how you feel? What's going on in your life? What's hurting you? What's bringing you joy? What you need? Like, are you just opening up to God? The second thing is, and I'm going to go back to speaking, by the way, but are you listening to God? Are you allowing yourself to hear from God? Are you setting aside time to hear from Him? Are you reading the Word? Are you allowing Him to lead you to the Bible and hearing from Him through that? Or sitting in silence and allowing Him to speak to you? Are you listening to what He has to say to you? Because He is always listening. When you walk out of your door, are you so concerned with whatever thoughts are in your mind that you can't even look around and see how God has already responded to you? Are you so flustered when you wake up and when you walk outside that you can't even stop to realize that God is using every moment to speak to you? And then three, receiving, which is, there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to receiving from God. And I spent so much time thinking about this that it kind of feels like it really just piggybacks off of listening to God or hearing from God. But receiving is very big in having a relationship with God, receiving from God. So going back to speaking, I have a secret to tell you. God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. Actually, more than that, He genuinely wants to have a relationship with you. How do I know this? Well, Revelation 3, chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." So God stands at the door and he knocks. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to let him in and relationship with him. So one thing I realized when all of this information was pouring into me that morning is that that's one of the big things that we are in control of, what we speak. So you speaking to God is purely in your hands. It's in your control. So when you wake up in the morning, do you speak to him? I mean, a simple hello, God, is like good. That's good. But you can thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, that your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God, for leading me today. One thing that I've been saying to God is thank you for guiding, shielding, and feeding me. The Lord is our shepherd. He guides, shields, and feeds us. So I just say thank you, God, for guiding, shielding, and feeding me. And one thing I realized is since I've been saying that, I've learned more, or I've been opened up to more of the truth of how he guides, shields, and feeds me. So I just say that to say, speaking to God, when you speak to God, you allow yourself the opportunity to see the truth of God and to know and realize the truth of God, which is that he is real, he's alive, he loves you, he's there for you, he cares about you, literally just from you speaking to him. And I have to say this, this podcast, my intention for this podcast was for it to be so cute and wow, synchronicities and God showed up here, there, and everywhere. And that's great, but literally from me just recording again one day, God had other plans. And the reason why I say that is it doesn't have to be cute. It doesn't just have to be cute. Like, even when it's ugly, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it does, like, even when things seem messed up, hot mess, like crazy, like when you know you're speaking to God, you realize he's there. Like, it doesn't have to be cute for him to be present. When it's ugly, it's dirty, it's messy, he's there. And so when I'm approaching the idea of a podcast that he asked me to start, for one, which I'm so happy I didn't start when I thought I should. Anyway, I realized that through me talking about things that don't feel so cute, in my opinion, more of the nitty gritty of my life, you know, I learned even more that, well, I've been learned this, but what I just say all that to say is from me using these experiences of my life that are not so cute, I'm able to share the even more beautiful aspects of God, because he's already beautiful. He's already great, especially when things are great. But to be able to express his beauty and his goodness and his love for me through the mess of my life, that's able to make more of an impact. So what I just say all that to say is, like, speak to him, especially when you don't feel like it, when it's tough, when you feel weary, when you feel tired, when you're angry, when you're anxious. Like it says, cast all your cares on him. I told someone recently to pray your concerns. Because when you speak to him, even when it's tough to even speak at all, when you speak to him, when you just you feel drained and empty, and like life is just too hard. Like you realize so much more God's character and his love for you. But it's because you did what you needed to do so that God could even reveal to you in the first place who he already is. So speaking in your relationship with God is very important, especially when it comes to trust. I just thought of like what it's like with our relationship with humans. Typically, when we feel weary, angry, tired, that's where we're like, I'm not talking to that person at all. And I get it. I get it. But I highly encourage you to speak to God, especially when you feel those ways. Because God will show himself to you through all of that. Again, we are in control of whether we speak to God or not. That's our choice. But I say speak to him, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're going through. That's the basis of any relationship. Communication, speaking. Let him in. Start right now. Pause the podcast. Talk to him right now. Designate a certain amount of time to speak to him every day. It doesn't matter what it's about. I'm telling you. You could say, "Hey God, man, I just love the color red. You just did your thing with the color red." And then now he's showing you red everywhere you go. Just to let you know, "Hey, I heard you. You like that red that I made, don't you?" Y'all don't mind me. I'm being pretty silly today. I'm in a good mood today, actually. Anyway, I'm also trying to focus on actually recording this podcast. So, speaking is so important. Speak to him about whatever your heart desires. The next thing is listening or hearing from God. And when I was spending time thinking about recording this podcast episode for the past couple of weeks, I was thinking about what really I should say, or to what extent should I allow myself to go in regards to listening and hearing from God. One thing I do want to say is when I decided a couple years ago to go as all in as possible was to set aside time to hear from God, or what people call meditation, I guess. The word doesn't matter. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, a couple, just practice sitting with the intention of hearing from God. "Hey God, I want to hear from you." A minute. "Hey God, I want to hear from you." 5 minutes. "Hey God, I want to hear from you." 10 minutes. Every time, you probably won't hear something, but every time you could hear something, that's between you and God. But I, just as much as I encourage you to speak to God, is as much as I encourage you to spend time hearing from God. And one thing I have to say is do not limit God. Do not limit God. Do not limit God. Do not limit God. I prayed before, well, I prayed before the first episode. I prayed before this episode. And I asked for the Holy Spirit to use my voice to give me the words to speak. And instead of coming through with some outline of what I'm going to speak about, like I'm really I'm really looking to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and what the Father wants for me. I'm going to speak about this. I have a great story of listening, I guess I could say. A couple of weeks before God poured out this information, or what I like to say is gave me my next episode's content, I remember getting myself prepared for bed, and I was like, let me go into the room and pray. So I went into the room, I'm on my knees, I'm praying, and I'm at the end of everything I have to say, and I'm like, God, you know what? What can I do for you? What do you need me to do right now? What can I pray? What can I do? First of all, usually every time I ask God, what can I do for you? He tells me to pray. Every time I ask God, what do you need from me? What can I do for you? I hear pray. So he tells me pray. I'm like, okay, God, I'm be real with you. I don't know what to pray. Like, so you want me to pray? Give me the words to pray. Holy Spirit, speak to me. What does the Father want me to pray? And when I tell you, I heard two words. Well, not back to back. Okay, so anyway, I asked, what do you want me to pray? I heard schools. So I'm like, okay, I'll pray for school. But I'm going to be honest, I still don't really know what to pray. So give me the words to pray. And this was a new thing that's happened. This has never happened in my relationship with God. It's like I'm hearing a word in my head and I would speak the word and a sentence would just come out. And by the end of the sentence, another word would come out. And so I'm speaking and praying all these sentences. And so I feel like, okay, I've prayed. And I'm like, okay, I prayed for schools. All right, God, is there anything else you want me to pray? And the next thing I heard was death. And so now I'm like, okay, God, well, I'm going to be honest. I still don't know what I should pray. So Holy Spirit, give me the words that I should speak. Again, it's like a word would come to me and I would say the word and then a sentence would just flow from that. And then another word and then a sentence would flow. And it just kept happening until I felt like there was nothing else that I was receiving. And so I finished my prayer and I'm just like, wow, like, okay. Like literally, like, it's like, I know that I just pray for what I pray for, but it literally wasn't from myself, if that makes sense. Like, it was literally none of me. And so I finish up, I call it a night, I'm in bed, I go to sleep. And the next day, or the day after that, it was no more than 3 days later where, unfortunately, there was news about a school shooting in Georgia. And I'm actually located in Georgia. And so for me, when I heard the news, I'm like, wow, God. Like, wow. And I'm just talking to him. I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, I should believe it, but I'm like, I literally just asked you, what do you want me to pray for? And he gave me exactly what to pray for. One thing that I recall praying about when it came to schools was just that, you know, the students do well, faculty do their best, just things revolving around the school. Then when it came to death, I pray for, you know, comforting people who are close to death. That God comforts those who, whose loved ones maybe have died or near death, etc. And so when I really went back to think about even the words that he wanted me to pray, I'm just like, oh my goodness. Like, well, one thing that I actually did pray after death was one of the topics was to think like, okay, I just pray for schools. Like, God, just protect people protect them, protect the schools. And to really go back and think about what he had me pray and what was going on during my prayer time with him, and that it's legitimately what he wanted me to pray, I'm like, wow. So I just say all that to say, listening to God is so important. Listen to God. Allow yourself time to listen to God and hear from him. Because let me bring it down to the human level for a second. Okay, if you know how to communicate all your thoughts, feelings, etc. to your human loved one, okay. But if you cannot listen to them, okay, now that's not cool. You know what I mean? In order to have a relationship, especially build trust in a relationship, you can say all that you want to say, but if you don't listen to someone else, then how can trust be built? You know what I'm saying? So listening from the person that you're in a relationship with is just as important as expressing your thoughts and feelings. The same thing applies to God. God is our basis for how every other relationship in our life should go. So talk to God, but also listen to God. Allow yourself to hear from God. It's just as important as speaking. And just as much as he loves to hear from you, get yourself in the space of being just as excited to hear from God. Because again, it's just as important as speaking to him. Also, like I said, when you speak to him, you realize what he speaks back to you is like a hello, I heard you, I see you, I know you, I love you. Like he's going to show you that he's very much so there, honestly. And that's from my experience. Again, this podcast, Subtle Synchronicity, is about me speaking about my relationship to essentially help you get excited about your own relationship with God. So I can only speak from my experiences with God, but it's meant to help you look at your relationship with God and create a deeper relationship with him, desire a deeper relationship with him. And so again, today is about trust. So the last thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to trusting God is receiving. And I think the reason why I'm recording this today is because I spent so much time thinking about this, like receiving. What can I really say about this? And I think the reason why this was one of the pieces of information poured out into me that morning was receiving is big when it comes to trust. Why do I say that? Well, when it comes to our relationship with God, it is actually one of the other big things on how we build our trust with him. So when you've spent time speaking to him, you've allowed yourself to hear from him, one of the next big things in our relationship with God is receiving from him, honestly. And that flows from the speaking and the listening. So what is God giving to you, or what are you receiving from God lately? Is it instruction? Is it, I don't know, I'm telling you to wait? Is it a promise? Only you know. Receiving is big when it comes to our relationship with God, because it helps you realize that you can trust God to begin with, if that makes sense. Holy Spirit, give me an example, because you know I'm losing it here. Let me speak on this for a second. Receiving from God is just as simple as this. When you really look at your life, everything that you receive is from Him. We receive our breath. We wake up in the morning. We receive water, protection, clothing, peace, joy. We receive so much from God. And when we spend time noticing the things that God gives to us, we realize that we can actually trust Him. Everything that we receive is from God. Oh, and every good gift comes from heaven, okay? But you know what? I thought I was going to speak more on receiving than I am right now. But I think the real deal is this. What have you consistently received from God? Breath, life, maybe health, maybe consistent income, clothes on your back, food, peace, joy, comfort. We all can find something that we receive from God. Let me give myself as an example because that's the purpose of this podcast. I receive so much from God and I'm constantly looking for it. Like I said, breath, life, health, peace, joy, comfort, clothes, food, conversation with Him, relationship with Him, my mind being renewed, a greater understanding of His character, wisdom from God, knowledge, information on the next thing I should talk about on my podcast. Really, I say it's His podcast, if I were to be honest. But I'm like, Holy Spirit, feel free to intervene and give me something recently. Well, I received what is understood as a refund of a debt. So in regards to me losing a dog, I've gained another dog. They are nothing alike, though. Oh, man, I'm so thankful. I'm very blessed. That's what I can say. You know what? I am receiving the opportunity to know that God is God. He's a good God. He's in control. And He is a never failing God. Honestly, that's one thing that I personally receive from God constantly, if I were to be honest. My entire life is in His hands. Truly. So that's one thing. But another thing I can talk about is, you know, we can receive stuff in the future. Like I said, a promise, instruction for the future. He gives me foreknowledge a lot. So what I just say all that to say, when it comes to receiving in our relationship with God, that is very important because it helps us realize that we can trust God in the first place. That is actually where we understand, okay, trusting God is important in our relationship with Him. Trust is important in any relationship. Without trust, there is no relationship. So by receiving from God, through what we receive from God, we realize that we establish our trust that way. He shows us that He is trustworthy through what He gives to us, what we receive from Him, if that makes sense. And honestly, that's just what it is. What we receive from God is the building block of trust, of trusting Him, just as much as our communication to Him and His communication to us. And us listening to what He communicates with us. All three of these things are so important in how we can begin to trust God when things don't make sense, when it seems like it's not going to work out, when honestly your trust has been completely broken down by a human or humans. Begin to speak to God again. Speak with him again. Allow yourself to hear from him and allow yourself to receive from him. And let this begin the process of you trusting him again. Especially if you feel like you can't trust God. I'm here to tell you, you can. No matter what you faced, you can trust God. If I were to be honest, I honestly turned away from God because I guess I thought he wasn't here for me at a certain point in my life. But looking back, he was always there. It just didn't go the way that I thought it should go. And so I spent so much time ruining my life even more, honestly, just to come back and realize that I only did a disservice to myself from thinking God wasn't there for me when he was there all along. So take it from me when I say moving as if you can't trust God is only going to hurt you, because the truth of the matter is that you can trust God. He is trustworthy. He loves you. He cares for you. But you have to realize that when it comes to maturing in your faith, that his ways are not our ways. His plans are not our plans. And how things will go is probably not all the time how we think or want things to go. And honestly, that's okay, because he knows what he's doing. You know, I got to talk about a song. I love that there's a song. I can't think of it right now, of course, but in the song it says, goodness, he's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing this for a long time. Come on, y'all. He created everything. From him, everything flows. He knows everything. Look, you can trust him, honestly. But don't take it from me. Just start talking to him. Allow yourself to hear from him. Receive from him. Allow him to give you what he already wants to give you regardless. And move through that. And when you really look back on the journey that you will allow yourself to take, you realize that, yeah, no, he's trustworthy. He's got it. He's good. And you'll be happy when you give yourself a year. I gave myself a year. I said, look, God, like, this year, I'm going to do my very best to have a relationship with you. And I can't even say that it was the year. It was the time before the year that helped me realize that God is very, very, very trustworthy, because he prepared me for a lot of the stuff that was to come. And that way I had peace through it. And I had hope, knowing that this too shall pass. And it definitely passed. And I'm here today and having a deeper relationship with God, knowing he is even more trustworthy than I thought before. I wrote this down, so I'm just going to read it. I wrote, when you speak to the Lord, read his word, spend time hearing from the Lord, and even allowing yourself to receive and notice the things you have received from him, like your very life, breath, health, water, food, etc., you come to realize that he is more trustworthy than any person that has or ever will walk upon this earth. Well, besides Jesus, of course. I mean, Jesus is God, come on. But humans, that's what I say, all that say. Humans, that's not Jesus. The Bible tells us that the Lord is our keeper. And that's in Psalm 121, verse 5. We do not physically see God, yet he is consistently protecting us and keeping us every moment of our lives. I don't know about you, but I cannot say any human has been that for me. This is not to change your mind about humans, but to change your mind about who God is and should be to you. He is trustworthy, not only because he formed you with his hands, but also because he keeps you, guides, shields, and protects you. He causes all things to work together for good for you. He delivers you and so many more things. He has proven himself to be more than trustworthy and faithful. Let him in, work out your trust with the Lord, and allow him into your heart. Go beyond your faith of him and put your trust in him. Speak to him. Seek his face and his voice and allow him to give you things you never thought he would. Build your trust in your relationship with God. No relationship can stand without it. Something else I put was, people may have taken your trust for granted and were careless with it, but God is not a careless God. His word says that he is a jealous God and he cares for you more than anything. Do not allow failed relationships and abuse of trust with humans to deny you your relationship with the one who created you. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Give yourself the chance to have a deeper relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one true living God. Allow yourself to trust again and allow God to restore your trust this time. Allow God to restore your trust this time. Begin with him and you will not fail. Romans chapter 10 verse 11 says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Psalm 34 verse 22 says, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith is the basis of everything. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Trust, on the other hand, is that knowing. You know, it's the action, essentially, that follows. You believe God, so trust him. You believe in God, so trust in him. Because he is trustworthy. I'm going to read some verses that I've written down, and then I'll end it here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. That's Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's Psalm 37, verse 5. Honestly, I encourage you all to find a verse in the Bible that speaks about trusting God. Find that verse, write it down, and meditate on that verse. Talk to God about that verse. Allow yourself to hear from God regarding that verse, to expand upon the verse for you. And just see where that takes you. I do hope that you received something from this episode, gain some more understanding on how to trust God when it doesn't seem clear, or maybe even laughed at me, be a little chaotic this episode. Everything happens for a reason though, huh? But I just pray that you receive something from this episode. At the very least, the desire to trust God again, if you don't right now. And I pray that the Lord moves in your life in a way that allows you to trust him again. And if you do trust him, to expand upon that trust that is already there and takes you on a great ride on how much more you can trust him and how much more shows you how much more he truly is trustworthy. So wherever you are listening to this right now, I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day, and that you know that the one true living God, he is trustworthy. And no matter what you're going through right now, you can trust him. Put all your trust and hope in the Lord. He will not fail you. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you for listening to Subtle Synchronicity. I am your host, Ariana, and may you have a wonderful, blessed day. May the Lord bless you, keep you, may his face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. Bye-bye.